Now let's talk about Anthropic's latest release. They've open-sourced a framework specifically designed for AI-powered vulnerability discovery. This is significant both for what it represents technically and for the questions it raises about democratizing security research.
The framework is called Defending Code, and it's essentially a harness for training and evaluating AI systems to find security vulnerabilities in codebases. What makes this interesting is that Anthropic isn't just releasing a tool. They're releasing the infrastructure for training AI systems to be better at security analysis. The implications for both defensive and offensive security are substantial.
From a business perspective, this could reshape the security consulting industry. If AI systems can systematically identify vulnerabilities that human auditors might miss, the economics of security reviews change dramatically. Companies could potentially run continuous automated security analysis rather than periodic, expensive audits. But that also means the competitive advantage of human security expertise becomes more about understanding AI findings than finding problems manually.
Technically, what they've built is a training and evaluation framework that can work with different code bases and vulnerability types. It includes benchmark datasets, metrics for measuring AI performance at vulnerability detection, and infrastructure for running systematic evaluations. This isn't just run Claude on code and see what happens. It's a proper research platform for developing AI security analysis capabilities.
There's an interesting tension here between democratizing security research and potentially enabling attackers. Making vulnerability discovery more systematic and automated could help defenders secure their systems faster. But the same tools could also help attackers find exploitation targets more efficiently. Anthropic is essentially betting that the defensive benefits outweigh the offensive risks.
The timing is particularly relevant given the broader discussion about AI capabilities and safety. By open sourcing this framework, Anthropic is taking a position that transparent development of AI security tools is preferable to keeping these capabilities proprietary. It's a concrete example of their approach to AI safety through openness rather than secrecy.
This also connects to the broader trend of AI-powered development tools we're seeing across the industry. We covered GitHub Copilot and similar tools in previous episodes, but this represents a shift toward more specialized AI applications. Rather than general-purpose code generation, we're seeing AI systems designed for specific technical tasks like security analysis, code review, and vulnerability research.
Speaking of AI code tools, there's another interesting release today. Alibaba published an AI-powered code review CLI tool called Open Code Review. It's designed to integrate into existing development workflows and provide automated feedback on code quality, potential bugs, and security issues. The combination of Anthropic's vulnerability research framework and tools like this suggests we're moving toward a development environment where AI analysis is integrated throughout the software lifecycle.
What's particularly interesting about the Alibaba tool is that it's positioned as a CLI rather than a web service or IDE plugin. That suggests they're targeting developers who prefer command line workflows and want to integrate AI code review into existing automation rather than changing their development environment. It's a more Unix philosophy approach to AI tooling.
The technical architecture of these tools raises some important questions about privacy and data handling. When you're using AI for code review or vulnerability analysis, you're potentially sending sensitive source code to external services. Both tools address this differently. Anthropic's framework can run locally, while Alibaba's tool appears to be designed for self-hosted deployment.
From a market dynamics perspective, we're seeing the emergence of AI-powered development tools from multiple sources: big tech companies, AI startups, open source projects, and now research institutions. This suggests the market is large enough to support multiple approaches, but it also means developers will need to make choices about which AI tools to integrate into their workflows.
There's also a broader question about the educational impact of AI security tools. If AI systems become really good at finding certain classes of vulnerabilities, do human security researchers need to focus their learning on different areas? Are we moving toward a world where humans handle novel attack vectors and AI handles systematic vulnerability discovery?
The comment discussions on both of these tools were quite revealing. Developers are clearly excited about the productivity potential, but there's also skepticism about AI reliability for security-critical analysis. The general sentiment seems to be that these tools are valuable as aids to human judgment rather than replacements for human expertise.
What we're really witnessing is the maturation of AI from general-purpose assistance towards specialized technical tools. The fact that we have purpose-built frameworks for AI security research suggests that AI capabilities are advancing from helpful for coding toward genuinely useful for specific technical disciplines. That's a significant evolution in just a few years.